speed. Okay, now we're good.
Guys, I left the fridge open. Actually, I think Leonard did, but I'm going to take the blame.
I don't know. Someone did.
Oh my god. We don't know how to act because we decided to record this one. So now we're like...
We got a tip from somebody very special.
They want to see us.
They want to see our sexy bodies.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Oh my god.
What's up, dorks?
Oh my god. Yeah. Cue that intro because we got a list.
We've got a list. So you want me to put the music on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Music.
Are we done yet?
Is it time? No, we're okay. Done. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Well, as always, hello, families, friends, and fans.
That was nice.
Thank you. I'll start with high and low. You ready for this?
You go first this time.
Okay.
Because this week is gone by.
It's all the way from going to...
The parents meet, right?
No.
No.
All the way from the farmer's market to today. With Frank and Mike.
Oh, that was... Okay, okay.
Frankie.
Okay.
Yeah, that was this week. Okay?
Okay,
okay. My low is that I've cried a lot this week.
You have cried a lot this week.
And I'm not even in my luteal phase, so it's just like pure regular tears. Not even like really emotionally driven. However, we haven't really been sleeping well still.
No, it's just too hot.
So maybe that's partially why, but... Yeah. Yeah, I cried a lot this week.
Yep.
If you're near to my family, give them a hug.
Yep.
And also tell people to stop being mean to me when I give them my resumes.
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Are they actually being mean to you, though? Or are
lady literally...
What?
I walked in and said, hi, I see that you have a hiring sign. Can I give you my resume or do I just email you? And she said... email only, and then walked away from me, like just walked into the back. I was like, oh
yeah, that's not the nicest thing out there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
Thank you. I was just trying to literally work for you.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, so your low was crying a lot.
Yeah. My high, I wrote down free NYC because I just love I love all the free things.
Definitely.
That we've been doing. Specifically the Met yesterday. I had a great time yesterday.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
Yeah.
That was a really fun day.
Great Saturday.
I think my low was on when you're crying, because it's like, I'm like pretty much like at your beck and call at that point. So.
Hey.
I mean, it's true though. Like if I'm not, then I'm kind of a bum. So anyways, that's my low when your low is low.
You're always at my beck and call.
It's true. I mean, let's be real. My high, honestly, I got to say was spike ball.
Oh, yeah.
I've been really playing some spike ball, getting back into it. Evan and I have a tournament in a couple weeks. I don't know what this is.
I thought for sure you were going to say when you got rained on.
That was this week?
Yeah.
That was this week?
Yes.
That was my low?
Yeah.
That was almost a high, honestly.
Oh.
I mean, it was intense. I'll tell that story now.
You can tell it in sports or
in sports.
Whatever.
I'll tell it in sports.
Yeah.
I love that we have topics. Anyways, yeah. So, I mean, spike ball's been chilling. I mean, I'm scuffing up my knees on the turf, and honestly, the cleat, trying to find cleats was frustrating. I think my another low was freaking just yesterday, just trying to get cleats. We went down to Fifth Avenue, very popular street.
Literally Saks Fifth. Like, what were we thinking?
And the Adidas store, the Nike store, the Puma store, all there. I figured that one of those stores would have some kind of discount.
We're
somewhere.
Looking for a clearance rack on Fifth Avenue.
I called Adidas. I was like, do you guys have sales on your cleats? She said, yes. I walk in and they're like, deals, clearance rack? What are those?
Yeah.
So that was a little frustrating. So I just Amazon.
It was fun though. The stores are like crazy.
They're
like,
crazy, but
every
like,
sort of marketing you could imagine is like hitting you in the face.
But for me, that's not fun. For me, that's like, why am I here? Like, I know I'm not going to buy anything.
I had fun.
Yeah. Anyways, there's my highs and lows.
Yeah.
And also biking. The city biking was really fun. Just
when
the other
broke
day.
His bike.
I didn't even break it. I think I just grabbed one that was broken.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Okay, updates. Last week I was just saying that this week I was going to try and find a job, and it's not working, but it kind of is.
No, I mean, you've been doing what you need to do.
When I literally walked up and down. First of all, I had to print out hella resumes. That was a whole...
At the library.
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Not me staring like this. Talking to Leonard.
You can talk to your fans. That's okay.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I'm printing out resumes. And then I was in my, like, nice professional yellow dress. Right. And I was, like, walking up and down Ditmars with resumes. And some places weren't... Like, I'm looking for, like, restaurants or any sort of, like...
Serving.
Service yeah. job yeah. at this point. And so I walk into some that are, like, open. I'm like, hi, like, do you have a manager here? Like, can I talk to someone about hiring? And a few places are like, yeah, I'll take your resume. And like, perfect, great.
Mm-hmm.
But then some aren't even open yet, but there's workers inside, like, setting up for, because they open at noon. So I went around noon. It's sweltering hot.
Mm.
I'm holding paper. Like, I'm tapping on some glass because they're, like, right inside. And I just, like, hold up my resume. I'm like, do you have a minute? Like, and they just completely ignore me. Like, won't open the door.
Wow.
Won't do anything. And I...
Good for you for doing that, though.
Well, I didn't think I looked like a transient, but maybe they just...
A transient?
Yeah. Like a homeless person.
Oh.
It's like a nicer way to
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. I just call them homeless people.
Well, it's because, like, we're supposed to go with, like, unhoused now.
Okay, well, yeah. That's not... Okay.
London's gonna get us canceled.
Yeah. Well, jeez, if that's getting us canceled, saying homeless, then yeah, I'm getting us canceled.
Oh my god.
Because that's just normal.
Okay, moving on.
Okay.
yeah, but I was quite discouraged, especially because Leonard's like working, and so now I have 4 weeks. No, three.
You have plenty of time. We've just been enjoying ourselves.
Oh, like,
we've
know,
been going out,
like,
and doing what we should be doing.
I know, but now that you're like...
Making podcasts for our families, friends, and foes.
Fans.
Oh, fans.
Now that we're like, you're working, it sucks to just be sitting here like doing nothing.
Sure.
Like, I went out by myself, but it's not
right.
as fun.
I mean, other than the next 2 weeks, I'll only be working like 3 hours a day. So it's not like actually that big of a deal. But for these 2 weeks, yeah, I can see how you'd be. Like, I'm working like pretty much
every day, all
like a
day.
7 to 1.
And these are my last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So thank goodness Dave's coming
yeah.
in 2 weeks. Because Leonard's literally going.
I'm going.
On like a retreat. Anyways, we'll get into that. Whatever.
We'll get into that.
Long story short, because I'm talking forever. Van Leeuwen, the really good ice cream. Mom's going to be excited about this. And
you haven't told her yet?
I don't think so.
Let's go find out.
I mean,
the
a
podcast.
Lot's been happening at home. And I keep saying like ominous things. My grandma's dying.
Yeah. It's not ominous anymore.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Anyways, sorry about that. Van Leeuwen and Tofino's are interviewing me on Thursday. And Tofino's like a pizza place on Ditmars. It's like a sit down server. But they're hiring like a bunch of people. So I'm hoping I get like a host or a server type thing.
Is it kind of classy or is
a little bit.
It's classy.
Sit down.
Okay. A sit down pizza joint.
Yeah. I mean, it has like more, has like a little bar, some like.
We'll have to ask.
And there's also takeout.
All right.
Anyways, they were the nicest. Like, some guy was opening the doors and I was like, hi, like, can I give you a resume?
She's
crying. It was like my second to last.
I just want to work. I just want to work here.
I almost didn't talk to him because he was like struggling with the door and I was like, I can't do that. But I did.
Nice. Good job. Proud of you.
All by myself.
Proud of you.
Leonard wasn't even there.
Very proud of you.
And enough with the Yoda.
Dude, I love it.
And then... Yeah, I talked to the guy and he was like, oh yeah, I think we're hiring. Like, I'll hand it to my manager. No worries.
Hell yeah.
And he was the nicest person of that day. So
that's so nice.
Thank
well,
goodness.
Let's get you that job at Van Leeuwen then.
Leonard really wants ice
Dude,
cream
are
at
you kidding
a discount.
Me? Yes. If you're working, I just get free freaking ice cream at like a really good joint.
Yeah.
I want that. You kidding me? Perks, man. If you wanted to come... Learn some soccer. I would let you learn some soccer
yeah,
for free.
Yeah, me and a soccer ball don't mix.
Well,
but that's a great transition to what you're doing in sports. Go
oh,
ahead.
Is it me now?
Go Hawks.
All right, go Hawks, everybody. Go Hawks. I don't know if you can see this, but go Hawks. We had a great preseason so far. We destroyed the Kansas City Chiefs.
Thank
God they suck butt. We had a great showing, folks. And I want to say, for those who do follow football, the O-line is very important in any football team. And Seahawks have not been known to have a good O-line. Not very, very good at all. But we drafted a first rounder, 18th overall pick, Gray Zabel. And he is Jesus Christ, apparently. Like, according to preseason so far, he just pummels people. He just mows things down. We ran for like a gajillion yards that game. It was amazing. It's like, I almost cried.
It was great football.
Yeah.
As someone who doesn't necessarily enjoy it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, there's just so many good big runs all the time. Yeah, so we slapped Kansas City. It was awesome. Then the other Hawks that she's referring to is the Nightingale girls, the Nightingale Hawks, the Nighthawks. We've got tryouts starting. We got tryouts starting tomorrow. Really excited about that. I'll be covering a lot of technical stuff. The other assistant will be doing some goalkeeper stuff. And then our head coach will be overseeing it all. I can't wait. We're supposed to go for a chip this year. So I'll keep you posted on that as well.
Leonard's very excited.
I can't wait. Tryouts
all this week. And then next week they're doing like a little bonding retreat.
Yeah, we're going to, I think it's Brant Lake. I actually don't know because it's far away. It's like so far. It's like in between Buffalo and Albany. It's like really freaking far. Not looking forward to that part.
Far being like 3 hours.
Further than that. Like it was, I think it's 4 hours, 30, something crazy. Anyways. I mean, it's pretty far for me, for someone who's not comfortable in cars. Really excited about that. I mean, that's just going to be constant fun, constant sports. Can't wait. Lip sync battles.
Really?
Yeah, so far. Apparently, the varsity girls soccer team have taken it back-to-back years. So hopefully we're going for a tri-peat.
All the sports go?
All the sports, yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah,
I thought it was just the girl or just soccer.
No, it's the whole thing. So should be fun. Let's see. Other sports, spike ball. I lost every game I played in pickup with the premieres.
Leonard needs to practice.
I was good. And then they changed a bunch of rules and I didn't play for like 7 months. And now I'm not as good. And it felt really shitty because like everyone's looking at me like having to explain the new rules of the game, which I like and don't like. With a new ball and a new net.
Yeah, maybe we can, like, in the future, if we have nothing to talk about, we can get into that. Because I barely learned the first ones. Now I'm, like, so confused as to why Leonard's bad.
Yeah, well, I'm not bad. I'm not bad, but I did lose every game, so I am not the best. But I'm also playing folks who are playing nationals. Like, who are playing, like, U.S. national games. Mm. But I'm getting there. Like, I'm real close. We're just after one practice, we're getting there, so... Anyhoozles, that's about it for sports.
That's not true.
I have more, actually. What else do I have?
Well, Leonard's mid-serve, and then suddenly the darkest cloud he's ever seen
comes
over the horizon.
Oh my god, yeah. You're painting a great picture.
Yeah.
During spike ball in Brent and McCarran Park in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, by the way, is beautiful. For those who are interested, go live in Williamsburg. It's so nice. It's like... sexy people everywhere and like water fountains galore and sports and Adidas pop-ups. I don't know. It's so cool. Anyways.
Gentrified.
What?
Continue.
I'm sorry.
Continue.
I didn't hear what you said.
That's okay. Continue.
Okay. Anyways, we're playing spike ball. It's my first time meeting these guys. We set up the net. We know that there's going to be a sprinkle the whole time we're there. The weather says it's just going to be a sprinkle, nothing crazy. So we set up the net. I start playing with these dudes, never played with them before or whatever. And are you okay there?
Yeah, sorry, I'm like...
For those who aren't watching, she just started touching my finger for no reason whatsoever.
He has the worst hangnails ever, so I'm like trying to suss him out while he's
picking.
Distracted.
I really haven't been picking, I promise.
I know, you're. Yeah. They look normal, kind of.
Oh.
Sorry, okay. Continue.
I'm so sorry.
We're like scattered today.
Yeah. Well, it's hot. And we didn't sleep. I didn't sleep.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, it wasn't a sprinkle. The rain just poured down on us like... It was literally like we were showering in thick, thick water. I don't even know how to describe it.
No, it's true. Like, the heavens opened and the It's not like...
It was like a bucket. Like a literal bucket just fell on the earth. And the water's like
thick.
Yeah.
I don't even know how else to say it.
And it was lightning and thunder and so much wind that we were trying to hide. Like, we were going to wait it out. We were going to like wait it out to go play again because we figured it could not possibly keep up this amount of rain. And so we were drenched head to toe already. So we picked up our stuff, which I was worried my phone was going to die because of how much water there was. And like my wallet, my money was soaked. I was like, what a terrible way to lose $2. No, but the wind was so bad that we couldn't even sit under a tree because like the tree was just like not even there anymore. It was just pouring. So we said, all right, we're calling it. But I was 45 to an hour away from home and I had to take like 3 different trains.
Yeah.
In a place I've never been before. So I was just kind of like sprinting in my cleats with no shirt on with all of my stuff in my hands.
Not all of it.
Except for my water bottle that I left that was given by Asina to me, and I left it, and she's never gonna let that go.
It's true.
It was a good water bottle.
I spent money on him.
Yes, I can give you $15 back if you want. I can give you the $15 back.
No. I take satisfaction in your weird water bottle you have now.
Yeah, it is weird. Anyways, so me trying to get to the train was crazy. I couldn't even freaking see. It was so heavy. And I got to the subway, and I was literally dripping on people. Everyone was dripping, though, so it wasn't even that bad. But I was shirtless on the subway for an hour.
Really?
Yep.
Why did you have a shirt on when you came home?
It was drenched in my bag. Why would I put on a drenched shirt? I didn't put it on.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I walked in with shirtless, but I was holding my shirt.
Oh.
Anyways, it also smells really bad. Like my leather shoes shrank. I'm going to do that today. My leather shoes shrank. The shitty cleats that I just returned today were like gross and smelly. All my clothes were smelly. I don't know why it smells so bad when you just get poured on.
Well.
Anyone know that? Go ahead and DM us on Two Dorks in New York on Instagram.
I assume it's because rain is dirty unless you catch it from like uninhibited area.
You can drink rainwater.
Yeah, but like if it like touches the subway and then lands on me, like that's dirty water.
Contaminated, I guess. I don't know. Dude, we are so not the people to be figuring that out. We are music majors, my guy.
Oh my god.
All right, okay, so that's speaking it for sports.
Of, I got my final pre-orientation internship interview. Did that make sense?
Nope.
Maybe. Whatever, I got another email and they gave me my orientation packet. Oh, they told me like, oh, the last thing I need to do is get my badge. Which is scary, because she just said...
You don't need a fingerprint or anything, huh?
I already did.
Oh, here? You fingerprinted it back in Cali.
Well, no, I had to background check.
Oh.
I don't know. I did all the things. I passed. Whoop-de-doo. It said on the email, like, here's your orientation packet, here's your thing, make sure you, like, figure out when to pick up your badge, wear it all the time, wear it in the first day. Mm-hmm. So then I emailed it. I was like, hi, just checking in. Like, when can I come pick up my badge from this facility? And the lady emailed back, hi, Hasina, your start date is September 8th. So you will receive your badge for paperwork a week before. Thank you.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds about right. A little backlogged there.
Okay. All right.
We'll get it.
Anyways, the exciting updates are that I'm only working Monday to Wednesday, so we got the days we wanted. So
that means we can watch Thursday night football?
No.
It means we can't watch Sunday night football, which is unfortunate. And we can't watch Monday night football, so that's not what you want. But
well, you can. I'll just go to bed.
Yeah. I mean, we as in you.
Oh, we.
We
yeah.
as in you.
Well, that means that I can work Thursday and Friday and Saturday, or like Thursday, Friday, Sunday, or something, and have like one day for the weekend, maybe.
I mean, if you're really not trying to watch that much football, you should do Sunday, because I'm going to be busy watching football. I mean, but if you want to show your love and interest in fantasy football, then maybe you...
It was more like time to, I don't know, like vacuum the house and like do my laundry and...
That sounds good. Go ahead.
Buy groceries.
Yeah. Oh my God. You do all that while I'm sitting on the couch watching football?
Oh, yeah.
That's really nice of you. Thank you. Unless the Hawks are playing, then I need you next to me. Or maybe I don't, actually. I'm trying to decide how I feel about that, because I'm going to be a little crazy.
I've already seen you go through football season
once. I know. I don't know why. Well, I think it's different. Understand. I don't know why it's different, but it is. Because we're living in one house.
It's different because I cried to him a couple days ago. That's why it's true. It's different.
The vibes were off.
Yeah. They were. They were.
It's okay. Vibes can be off.
Also, working Monday to Wednesday, and then I got my placement as oncology in NICU.
NICU.
So, I'm
That's
hyped.
Babies, right?
Yeah.
And oncology is?
Cancer.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nice. So you got cancer in babies. Not cancered babies, though, right?
Sometimes. Oncology really? Can be any age.
Double down on that one.
I don't know if our ward necessarily does pediatric oncology. I think that they would have written that down, but
okay,
maybe. Hopefully.
I don't know.
I love a peds oncology unit.
Yeah.
With my whole heart.
Good.
Anyways, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
My orientation packet is scaring me. And I haven't practiced enough guitar, and I'm...
You got time.
Don't know what I'm going to wear.
Whoa. Hold on. We just don't want the tears coming back. We're okay. Not on the pod, dear. Not on the pod.
I'm going to cry on the pod eventually.
No, not on the pod. Not on the pod.
On the pod. Okay.
Two Dorks in New York on Instagram. All right, sorry.
All spelled out.
T-W-O.
We're on to, Sips and snacks.
Sips
now.
And snacks, my favorite category.
We cooked a lot this week, guys.
We did actually do pretty good.
Yeah.
So maybe not as exciting as, although we did find that dive bar.
Ate a lot. Yeah.
We did, and with that dive bar was.
We've just been
awesome.
Eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I posted a little, post about it, but we've eaten a lot of street pizza.
Oh yeah, I mean that's kind of our tradition now. Is we go get a drink. At a happy hour, go watch Broadway, and then street pizza.
We have to get pizza, yeah.
Like, she's like, can we go get pizza, please?
It's just pizza, please? So good.
And it's cheap,
it
so
doesn't,
I'm not upset.
It doesn't feel Leonard up, because he's like a boy and big, but one slice, and I'm like, good.
That's fine
like
with me.
Post-drink
no,
meal.
It's good. I'll have a slice. I get home, I'll have some ice cream, and maybe a beer or something. I don't know, like a...
Or room. Like two donuts, some cake, ice cream, and leftovers.
Yeah.
That's
I was just going to say a beer because it's actually healthier.
Well, yeah, we made orange chicken. I made these really yummy like smash taco things.
Oh my God.
You just like put like raw turkey meat on a tortilla and then you like.
We don't do red meat in this house, by the way.
No.
Just a FYI. We're
and
clean.
Then, yeah. And then we. I think everyone needs to watch this episode because Leonard's being a nuisance.
Please do actually watch this. You should cut every time I show Yoda. Just do a little montage.
Oh my God. You keep making me lose my train
of
thought.
I'm sorry. He's just here.
Okay,
he's watching
us.
He's blessing us with his...
I put raw turkey meat on a tortilla and then you like cook it in the pan with a little oil so it like cooks on the tortilla and then you like put your toppings. So like sour cream cheese. Lettuce, avocado. Yeah, we had like big tortillas, so it ended up being kind of like a burrito thing. But
it's just like
you can make them with small ones.
And there's 12-inch like, by 12-inch burger wrapped in a tortilla.
Yeah,
pretty
it was
much.
So yummy.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
Love that. Okay, yeah, and we found a new bar. Well, maybe not to some people, but it's called O'Hanlon's.
O'Hanlon's, yeah.
And their happy hour is $3.
No, hold on. Hold on. No, you might be asking, what is $3? Right? What's $3? We're talking beer, okay? We're talking wine. And we're talking well cocktails. Now, if you don't know what a well drink is, which I didn't until very recently, a well drink is cheap liquor, essentially. It's like the cheap
bottom shelf.
Yeah, it's bottom shelf. Vodka, rum, tequila, whatever. But I am a fan of rum and cokes. I enjoy that. And here... In New York, it usually costs me $12 to $14.
For a drink full of ice and a little bit of rum.
Exactly.
Coke.
Like, I'm not even... It's nothing. It's probably, like, just good for hydration. That's it. But for $3, we found a bar that is 5 minutes away from our house. And I could have a rum and Coke, and she could have a massive glass of wine.
Literally, like...
They pour wine well in New York. That's what I'm learning.
So well.
If you're ordering wine, you're getting a, like, not just like a little half or a quarter or anything. You're getting like a full.
They
cup
either
of
have
wine.
Like big wine glasses, like bigger goblet, Not really goblet, just like bigger, deeper glasses, and they like fill at least halfway, but because it's so
big,
deep, it's like at least two glasses. Or they say have almost smaller,
like a half of a bottle they're throwing into like a freaking glass.
It's a lot. Or they have smaller goblet glasses that are like a little more stout, but they fill it. Like this lady poured all the way to the top. I had to like sip off the top or else it would spill when I picked it up. And it was $3. So we spent $12 on four cocktails.
We got kind of crunky there. And we were
literally cooked.
For $12.
We were cooked. Where do we go?
We went to...
Oh, yeah. To Drunk Shakespeare.
Drunken Shakespeare was so fun. Did we talk about that? Or did
we just... Artsy Fartsy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry. Don't want to jump the gun.
Okay. Yeah. So we found that.
Okay.
And because I've been talking about how I love pizza, my friend Celia... who was my roommate when
I
studied.
Is she listening? Do we give her a shout out?
Shout out. I mean, I always shout out Celia. I don't know if she's listening, but.
Well, you better get on that.
I love that girl.
Oh, okay.
She follows us.
All right.
I think.
All right.
I don't know. I love that girl. She was my roommate in Spain for a month and.
Where in Spain?
Madrid.
Oh.
And she was just. God, we had so much fun.
Mm.
And so
what
she.
What kind of fun? Like.
Just Celia shenanigans. Are how we
illegal fun, like you're snorting stuff.
No, oh my god, no, I've never done hard drugs, guys.
Hard drugs,
stay sober
or get pulled over,
right inside, stay alive.
You know, we had to actually look up what subway surfing was the other day.
There's all these ads that happen when you're in the subway, and they're like, hi, my name is Isabel, and I'm a New York City student. Subway surfing is the main cause of death. Last year, 6 people died. And for what? Right inside, stay alive.
Dude, that was exact. Like, I swear to God, you can quote that. That was perfect. That was literally
because they play
exactly
like every 5 minutes.
So we were like, what is subway surfing? For me, I thought you were just like jumping to the other side because like you fucked up, like screwed up. And
now we have to put the E sign on.
Sorry. Can we just swear a little bit just to get it out then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just jumping to the other side of the tracks. And I'm sure Mike's going to listen to this and he's going to go like, oh, you guys are stupid.
No. I said that it was hanging on to the back or like weirdly like a side or like, I don't know. I feel like you could like put yourself in the doorway and
you're thinking
like,
Mission Impossible stuff.
Yeah.
You're thinking like they're like suction cup. Like.
Yeah, because the top looks like it's too close to the top. And that must be why they die.
The top is high. The sides are like... Anyways, so turns out it's when they're like running on the top or pretty much any time. I mean, you were pretty correct. It's pretty much they're just not.
The subway.
Yeah.
God.
But they're like legit like running on the top of it, which is crazy.
The slogan is right inside, stay alive. And so now we like say it. I mean, I say it all the time.
All the time.
Long freaking story short, Celia came.
Stay safe.
And we went to O'Hanlon's because I was like, girl, there's $3 wine. And she was like, yeah. And because it
for
started
the record,
raining.
This bar is not, it's a dive bar.
Like, it looks like you're going to die in there.
I mean, it's not the world's best bar.
Oh my God. And while we were there, we met this guy who, he like sat next, okay, everyone who goes to that bar knows each other also. Like there's regulars, like this male, no, not male. I don't know if he's like security or male, but he's something. He comes in every day after work, gets 2 glasses of white wine, and then she gives him his 3rd to go in a to-go cup, and he leaves. Like, both days I was there, I saw him come in and come out, and, like, everyone knows each other's names. It's very, like, community in the bar.
They're old.
Right. They're all old. And so then they were, it was, like, pushing 6 o'clock, and it was about to be the second bartender's, like, turn. And this guy comes up to us, he's like, do you guys want to join the pool? And I was like, what pool? And he's like, it's $1 to enter. We're guessing when I don't know her name, when so-and-so is gonna be here. And I was like, well, it's only my second time here, like
lose that
like I don't
quick.
Really know. And then the guy sitting next to us is like, well, anytime after 6:30 you'll be right. And I was like, oh, is she like normally late? And then the whole bar is like, oh yeah, she's always late, like blah, blah. I'm like, whoa. And it was so funny, we like got to see the pool happen, like all the times went by.
When did she show up?
She showed up like no one won because she showed up later than everyone they all said, thought.
Okay,
all right. She was supposed to be there at 6 and she got there at like 6:40 or something.
Okay.
Then. Anyways, it's just like a very community-based bar. And the guy next to us was also talking to us about his like acting career. And then I was like, well, like, do you know of anywhere that's hiring? Because I had just gotten turned down for jobs all day.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, well, what experience? Like, shouldn't you be doing something in, like, when you, related to how you got your degree? And I was like, well, I am, but I can't really work yet until I do right. this. He's like, oh. And he was like, well, do you have any experience doing anything else? And I was like, nope. He's like, well, I wish you the best of luck. I was like, thank you. Thanks.
End of conversation.
Thanks. Yeah, that was sad.
What else you
couple
got for
new
me?
Ones.
Yeah. Ooh, new
I
topics?
Also, no. Oh. I mean, I can implement one, but no. okay. I went on my own solo adventure this week because Leonard was working.
Making those books.
And I went to this place called Economy Candy. And it's literally my favorite place in the city. Any candy, gum, licorice, hard candy, soft, sweet, sour, bagged,
ooh,
paste, whatever you may want, even taffy, is in this place. And it, like, kind of gives health code violation, but, like, not.
Like, right on the line.
Yeah. And I just walked around the whole candy store, and I, like, first I got a basket, and then I was like, let me not, because I can't eat that much candy. And I was, like, trying to decide, but the candy I got is so good, and I will be going back. And I also want to talk about how I went to Yaya Tea. Yaya. And Yaya. I was Yaya. With
sorry.
Violet, who I met in school. I'm, like, trying to explain who Violet is to people who don't know her, but I was in sorority, and she was, like, my little sister. We call them, like, you get, like, whatever. She's a close friend. Let me just.
There you go.
Let
me just. A college close friend.
Yeah. She goes to school at Ithaca College, so it's close, and she lives with her grandparents in New Jersey. And so she came over with her new girlfriend and her girlfriend's friend, and they were, like, going to this Pokemon thing. And they, like, stopped, said hi. We had some lunch. And then after, we, like, kind of, like, shopped around, whatever. And then everyone was a little hungry, so we were like, yeah, let's go to, like, this place that sells, like, mochi waffle things. And so Violet and her girlfriend got a mochi waffle, but it was, like, $11 freaking. And so I wasn't going to get them. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Too much money.
Oh, my God.
But Violet's girlfriend's friend and I went right next door to Yaya Tea. And they were selling the little, like, rice balls, which is just, like, I don't know even how to really. I think there's another name for them.
Balls of rice.
Well, yeah, but it's, like, has chicken or, like, tuna or or onigiri.
Like sushi, but not.
I don't know how you think, but it's, like, in a triangle and it has seaweed on the outside and it's yummy. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Anyways, those were $3.
Oh, I love that.
And then a small tea was $4 with boba.
Yeah.
So I get up to the register and I'm like, hi, can I please get a chicken rice ball and this, like, peach oolong white tea, yummalicious, with boba. And she's like, oh my God, we're out of boba. And I said, what?
Devastating.
Really? Like, you have no more. She's like, well, I have enough for, like, one more drink. Do you want it? And I was like, yes. Yes, I want it. And so I got the last of their boba because there was a whole sign up that said, like, no boba. But I was like, let me just ask.
Good for you.
Make sure.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That doesn't, I'm happy you're getting out of your shell. Are we just touching our noses at the same time? Go ahead and watch our podcast.
We're I've just been asking for what I want because that's been, like, a theme that's been coming up on my social media. Like, ask for what you want.
The algorithm's got you.
It kind of is, but it's working. All right. So, hey, whatever.
I mean, that's a healthy thing.
Anyways, $8 for boba and a rice ball. I feel like that's cheap for New York prices. Like,
I'm saying anything under $10 is a really good deal. At
loved
this point.
It. Yeah. We've been talking forever. I'm so sorry, but that's all our. I know we've been talking forever because I'm starting to get hot, and that
it
only
is
happens
so hot
when,
in here.
Like, we've been talking
for the
forever.
Record, today is the last day in a while that we'll deal with really hot temperatures, and hopefully we'll get some good sleep and look better for next week.
Yeah,
is my guess. I mean, we're hitting 90 with heavy humidity, so it's gonna. I'm like,
yeah, I'm sweating.
I'm sticky as sticky can be. For those who aren't watching,
we always wake up. I wake up, and I'm like sticking to myself.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but New York's fun.
But we're having a great time.
You know what? I did have another low that I wanted to bring out.
Yeah, what?
The other day, I found our very first infestation.
Oh my God.
Whilst watching
we need to fix that today.
Yeah, a cockroach was in the public of our household. It was very upsetting. It was very upsetting, but what are you going to do? I smashed it with a piece of paper. And
the trash can.
Yeah, I'm so scared of cockroaches. I'm so scared of cockroaches. I hate them. And Hasina was sleeping because I was watching the Seahawks game at like freaking 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah, I wrote that down for sports. The time change.
Time change sucks. Yeah. I mean, I'm watching at 10 at night is the start of the game. That's crazy. So like,
only true fans stay awake.
I mean, 1 a.m. for a preseason game, but that's what we do. That's what we do. Anyways, it just crawled like out of, from under either our bedroom or the fridge, which either one is not a great option. And then it just like stopped and stared at me like they always freaking do. They always stop and stare at me. And I was like, no, no, no. I'm scarred from Hawaii too. Like Hawaii scarred me.
Are they big over there?
Well, it's about the same size, but it was the first time I'd ever seen one because I didn't have any in Washington.
Leonard claims Washington doesn't have cockroaches, and I just don't believe him.
I'm just saying. It's something we're my whole life, I've never really seen a cockroach. Just saying.
I'm just saying they still exist. Anyways. Maybe it's because you guys clean up every crumb that ever touches the floor.
Well, we're clean people. Okay. All right. We're clean people. I don't know what you want from me.
The crumbs on our floor are crazy, so that's probably why.
I took a nap on our couch, and Hasina and I have... very distinct sides. I'm on the left side. I'm not even on the left side. I'm on the left cushion. Like, just like the size about this chair.
Okay, that's not true.
It is. And she's like, come take a nap with me. And she's reading her book. And she like got the pillow set up very cute, very nice, ready for me to take a nap. And I was like, I didn't even pay attention to anything. I started like kind of just napping, sleeping, whatever. And I shift the pillow. And like, there's just like a pile of like our past five meals just sitting right on the couch.
Hey, it is not that bad, but the they just stick on this couch, guys. Oh my god.
Yeah, we need to do something about that.
But it's Sunday, it's vacuum day, so it's vacuum day. Fine.
We got a pretty okay vacuum, so don't worry about sending a Venmo for vacuums because we have one.
We just need it for our energy bill this month.
Yeah, right. I think I might have left the freezer open. I guess, which doesn't sound like me, but. I think it must have happened.
I think it actually was Leonard.
Wow, that just doesn't feel right, but okay.
I didn't go in there, though.
Well, are we good?
Yeah.
Are we signing off?
No.
Oh.
We still have culture shock.
Oh, God. Well, let's do
and
that. It's too hot. Let's go.
Bro.
Jeez, we gotta go, man. I'm hot.
Do you have any culture shocks this week? Hi, dorks. This week, we just want to give a huge shout out to Dr. Snyder, my grandma. She has decided to give us a little... monthly stipend to go experience something, specifically money not to be used for necessities, only for fun. So we want to give a big thank you to her and remind everyone that if you too want to see us have fun, my Venmo is always open. It's always open. Thanks, Dana.
Sorry, we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, I don't actually remember what we were talking about.
It was so hot that our camera overheated.
Yeah, overheated.
It overheated.
Overhead.
Overhotted.
So we
had to take a moment, but we're back.
Anyways.
Let's move on. Let's
our
move
culture
on.
Shock thing that yeah. I wanted to say yeah. is that we really miss home prices because we kind of talked about it with Leonard's clearance cleats. But even on my like solo day, I went around to a bunch of bookstores and stuff and I couldn't find anything worth buying only at my favorite bookstore but
much.
Like
it's too much
they have good prices all the time but
yeah
I had to like really do some more research to find like even a used bookstore and I just miss being able to go anywhere for something cheap
it is really really pricey pretty much everywhere and there's just no deals I feel like for like shopping purposes for food and stuff there's still deals around even though it's expensive but
yeah, so we're on to artsy fartsy now, which kind of rolls right into what I was saying, because I went on this, like, bookstore tour. I saw all these people online going on, like, a book crawl, and I was like, I want to do that.
That'd be perfect for you.
Yeah, and I was like, what can I do when Leonard's working that he won't want to do, and that's what I wanted to do. And so I started in Pickle Books, which is the bookstore Harry Styles went to, and they're, like, deeper.
Is that why it's famous?
Yeah.
Because Harry Styles went there?
Yeah.
That's a
and
bummer. I thought it was
they
famous
sell
just pickles
and they sell books. And they have a bunch of different types of books. And it's all like used books. You can donate books, but they have like free books on a rack outside. They have books where it's like pay what you want inside. They have like bargain bins. And they also sell pickles. And if you donate a bag of books to them,
you get a jar of pickles. Whoop, whoop.
So I can't wait until I have enough books to go get pickles.
That's going to be cool.
Because it's going to happen.
Have you tried their pickles yet?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Pickles are good. We'll have to make some tuna melts with them.
No.
What?
Those are only for me.
Okay. Very special pickles.
They're only for me.
Okay. I see.
Anyways, I went there and then I went to the Tenement Museum, which apparently there's like, well, they hold like tours where you get to walk around different like historical buildings like in that area. And it's just about like different cultures and like different family stories that like lived in those buildings. Mm-hmm. And they're like still staged in like what they like in what they were in that time period.
Sure.
So I wasn't gonna go on a tour because I figured if my grandma or mom or anyone comes, like that's a perfect
opportunity
to do it.
Yeah.
But they had cute like NYC watercolor postcards and this whole little gift shop, and so I moseyed around in there. And in there I saw a map of like the old subway station.
Oh, that's nice.
And I looked at the back of the map and it was like $15. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, no.
It's a cool map.
But it was so cool. So I took a picture because I was like, if I ever see it somewhere else, like I want that map.
Yeah.
So then I was walking and I like got on I just kind of walked everywhere. And then I found this, I was hungry. And so I tried to go to Whole Foods near like Bryant Park or Union Square somewhere. I don't even know where I was, but the line was out the door and I didn't want to pay that. So instead, I went next door to Kinokuniya. I don't know how to say it. Books. But basically, it's three floors. The top is all like manga, comic book. It's like an Asian-based store. The middle is like books of all types, ages. And then the bottom is a whole stationery store. So like anything.
Oh my God, you're heaven. Yeah, that would be perfect.
Anything you can think of. Yeah. Any brand. There's a whole like Studio Ghibli section. There's washi. I was dying. Of course, the prices were out of my range.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But everything I picked up, I was like, oh my God.
Was there a Cricut there?
No, that's like at Target.
Okay, it's more of a commercial thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm learning. I'm sorry.
If anyone wants to buy me Cricut, I'll kiss you on the mouth.
Whoa.
It's true. Anyways, it was so fun. And then I'm like walking around and I see the same map. And then I was like, oh my God, is it going to be $15 again? It was only $5.
Oh.
So I bought the map.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Did you show it to our followers on Instagram?
No, but I will.
Okay.
Because I'm actually going to film an apartment tour. I'm actually going to do it.
Okay. And we should also shout out that a few of our art things that are up on the wall.
Oh yeah. We called Eamon.
Yeah. are Natasha's.
Yeah. Leonard's wife.
We'll at her Instagram. She's like a very established artist, and she was generous enough to
get us
well, I got one print and one original, which is really cool. I love both of them, so we'll have to shout her out too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and then I wanted to mention that while I was walking around with Violet, we were in like Soho / like Nolita, Little Italy adjacent, and every store you walked into is like gorgeous, amazing. Another stationery store, this like SF imported clothing brand, and we talked to her forever about like how she sources her clothes and stuff. She was really nice, but of course everything's like $1 million.
Crazy expensive.
I saw this like yellow shirt I needed it, and it was like $110, so I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
But on to me and Leonard Artsy Fartsy. We went to Drunk Shakespeare. So Leonard surprised me with tickets because I kept showing him like, this looks funny. Like, let's go to this. And basically it's Romeo and Juliet, but one person in the cast takes like 4 shots before they start. And then they have to like do it drunk. And I thought it was going to be like more normal, but they're just drunk.
They're just drunk, but no, it was not normal.
No, it was very
raunchy
for the bit.
Yeah.
Very gag.
Yeah.
Very.
Yep.
Yeah. But so we're at O'Hanlon's. We're drinking our $12 worth of booze. And we're like, okay, we're going to catch the 6:15 train. We don't have to be there till like, what?
It starts at 7. 6:15. That gives us like a 15 to 20 minute cushion.
Right. Perfect. And we're tipsy, so we're like, anything could go wrong.
Right.
Let's go.
We left early.
We left earlier than we thought we would. We get on the train. The train takes forever. Every stop, we're moving like a snail.
So slow.
So slow to the point
where... Not the end, though. Was it the end that was doing it? Were we on the end? Yeah.
We were on the end the whole way.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was so slow.
Yeah. We got to our final stop at 6:57.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, my God, we have to run.
It was like a 12-minute walk.
So, thank goodness I brought two pairs of shoes.
You did. Very smart this time
around.
Like
a smart lady. Yeah. And we literally weaved through people, ran, got to the door, and we both had to pee. So we got
so
in.
So bad. Well, now, hold on. On the tickets, it says, may not accept admission if you're late. If you're past 7. Like,
yeah.
They may not let us in. So we were like, are you freaking kidding me? We're drunk.
Yeah.
And we really want to go see Drunken Shakespeare. We were laughing the whole time. It wasn't very serious. It was like, we were giggling the whole time because we were having fun. But... Yeah, anyway, so we
run,
I was like dropping things. It was crazy. But we get there, but we have to pee so bad.
So we get in and he's like, okay, to your left. We go to the right, we pee. Then
he's
we
like,
go
no,
out.
No, to your left. I'm like, no, I know. I'm peeing my pants as we speak.
And Leonard's had a peeing problem lately.
Yeah. I'm old now. Can't hold it anymore.
It's true. And then, we'll get to that. And then we finally sit down and they like give us welcome shots and we get to sit at this like bar. And it was quite raunchy. It's definitely not
also,
something to take.
Also, the size. We should mention how big it was. Like, it was about the size of just, like, an average, like, little...
Like, a little bar.
Shop. Like, a little bar shop. Like, yeah, it just was... It was small. It was just really small.
Yeah.
It was just really small. Like,
it was just, like, a hallway type thing. And you were, like, sitting around the actors. So they were going, like, in and out and around you. But, like, the drunk actor sometimes would... call like point of order, which as a past nerd, as a dork, is usually like, this is how we should be doing the scene, like let's do this instead, and then you like
point
go back
order.
And then you're like, okay, like scene. Oh, I hate that I actually know that. And so she would do that, but then the drunk person ended up being Julia, by the way, and then she would do something like silly, like you have to like be like have an impression every other character you do or something. It was just like silly nonsense.
It was really silly. Like I don't even want to get into what they used instead of swords, but there was a lot of that. And
it was raunchy and silly, but they were also like saying all the lines and
I mean part they once they had to say the lines, they were like bored of saying those lines. So they were kind of running through those lines really quickly in my opinion.
Yeah. It definitely was way faster than any other Romeo and Juliet I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it was funny.
Bam, bam, bam.
I mean,
it was very funny.
Great time.
Very funny. Good time. I really am curious to know if it's like actually improvised or not. I don't think it really is. I think most of it's really not improvised, but they did a really good job of making it seem like it was.
Yeah.
So I'll take that. Was she actually drunk? You ask?
No.
I totally think, for the record, it's not fake. They have a random person in the audience, and then they're truly random. Take a shot with her so they know. Like it's like a roulette. Like, you know, it's totally random. So it is real vodka. The audience member made that real. But I don't think you can, with that kind of energy and that kind of, what's that called?
I think it's definitely like her inhibitions are like, skewed.
Yeah. She's more like, willing to just sit on the floor. If she wants to sit on the floor, you're welcome to do that.
Right. And like,
it's more like just act like a child if you want.
Yeah. Like me last night.
Yeah. Exactly. She was singing Phantom of the Opera, screaming Phantom of the Opera.
Because, okay, last night, our last like big topic is last night we went, I wanted to go to the Met date night because the Met rooftop is closing in October
for
to, like,
5 years.
Do renovations
for
or
five.
Something.
Wait, sorry, hold on. For 5 years.
Yeah, and so I was like looking at our schedules, and I like don't know when we're gonna get back there. Besides, like we can go to the Met any day, But right. the rooftop, I was like,
beautiful.
It's going to start to get fall and cold. Is it like, on the Instagram? What's going on? Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, let's go to date night. But then Leonard's cousin, mm-hmm. is Amelia?
Amelia, yeah, yeah.
Amelia just like moved into this gorgeous,
unbelievable three floor
brownstone apartment in the like upper on Central West
Park.
Side.
On Central
literally
Park.
Literally a not even less a block, than a block, half a block from Central Park.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous, high ceiling, like it decorated like they're perfect patio, balcony. They have both girls upstairs have four open, French door wooden closets.
Closet space is about the size of this room.
I died. Yeah. They're paying crazy amounts to live there.
Yeah.
And I'm so jealous still. I mean, I do it.
Oh my God. Three full baths, excuse me. Three full baths. I think it's a 4.5 bed.
Literally.
Something like that.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So we stopped by there, trained over. It was like an hour to get there. And then we went to the Met.
Right.
But it was like, bring your own booze to Amelia's. And we're like talking, having fun. And Amelia made a great, I don't know if Morgan, whatever, whoever made it. It was like a spicy marg, basically. It was like spicy lemonade and tequila.
Right.
Perfect. Leonard hated it. I loved it. It gets to like 7:30 and Leonard's like, do you want to go to the Met? And I was like,
for the record, the roof closes at 8:15.
Yeah.
The roof closes at 8:15.
We were supposed to leave Amelia's at like 6:45, but we were having fun. I was like, you know what? Like if we don't need to leave, we can just like hang out. Cause it's like Aunt Shaney was there and like, it's just so fun. Hanging.
Yeah. And there's a cute freaking dog there that I want to just love forever.
Yeah. And Morgan was so nice. Like everyone's so nice. It was very, it's friendly vibes, right?
Yep.
And Leonard's like, no, I want to go to the Met.
We were excited to go to the Met and I was, feeling warm. And I also wanted to bike because we planned on doing the city bikes across Central Park.
Yeah, so we get out of Amelia's and Leonard's like, oh, I have to pee. Can I go in a bush? Like, I'm like, no, like, don't go in a bush.
I had to pee so bad.
He's like hopping on one foot and another. We get the city bikes, right? We're on the city bikes. Leonard's navigating. And on a city bike, and we're on electric bike. So you pedal, I put one foot down, I'm zooming.
It goes. I'm impressed with how fast it goes.
It's actually the scariest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. It totally goes.
It felt like I was on a motorcycle.
Yeah. It really is amazing.
We're zooming across the park. We get to the Met, park our bikes, whatever. We're going up. It's like 8. Leonard's about to pee his pants. We get in.
Again.
They check my bag and I have a jar full of this spicy marg. Okay. And the guy's like, can you please?
It's a peach. It's literally a jar. Like it's a peach jar.
Mason jar.
Yeah.
The guy's like, I'm going to need you to toss that. And I was like,
I don't want to toss
it. What if I want to keep it? And he was like, well, do you need it? And I was like, well, it's like a jar we used to drink out of at home. So do you think I can keep it? Again, asking for what we want.
You're doing good. You've been doing really good.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'll hold it for you. Write your name on it, but you need to finish the liquid. It's half full with tequila. So I was like, okay, chug it.
Gone.
Chug it. And then we need to find Leonard a bathroom. But to get to the bathroom, you have to get our tickets. So we went from one end of the Met to the other, got our tickets in the bathroom, whatever. And then we have to go back to information to get a map. And we're like, where's the roof? And he's like, you want to go to the roof? You only have like 10 minutes.
You got a whole ass, he says. You got a
whole. And so he like draws on our map and he was like, turn left at the big ass gate and then go in line.
And then go in line.
And so Leonard's like, okay, I got it. I don't know where we are.
She is the most directionally challenged individual you will ever meet. I literally mean that. I don't understand how bad that is.
I can't do it.
We get there. We get in line. I mean, there's a long line, but it goes by quick.
We're on, and then we're in the. On the roof, having fun.
Yeah,
there's a bajillion people because it's like all over media right now. Like, go see the roof. So there's a million people, but it was still fun, gorgeous,
super fun, beautiful.
And then, this ceramic installation its last day is today, and so I like needed to go see it, which is another reason why I wanted to go to the Met. Oh my god.
Well, there you go.
But it's called Montrose Beauty.
Oh, that was the last day in there?
Today is, yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so happy we saw that then.
I know, that's why I wanted to go.
Yeah.
But basically, it's Montrose Beauty, a feminist revision of Chinoiserie. It's like a type of porcelain. And basically, it's the whole exhibit is 200 historical and contemporary works spanning from the 16th century to now by Asian and Asian American women artists. So it's like all women based, made, found. And it's just interesting because that type of like porcelain is often like Asian and Asian American women are often like compared to it, or like it's like a metaphor used in like anything from like novels to like, I don't know, just used.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically this like the main one is a bunch of like broken ceramics, broken porcelain put together in like the sort of gold, there's a term for it, but in like Japanese ceramic art there's a term for like breaking it and then putting it back together with gold paste, but she used that same style just with like this type of porcelain. Anyways, I thought it was really interesting that it says like this porcelain is often associated with the female taste over history, and fragile, delicate, and sharp and broken, it became a resonant metaphor for women who became the protagonist of new narratives around cultural exchange, consumption, and desire. I was geeking out. I loved it. It was so pretty. I posted about it, but anyways, go read about it because it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. I mean, amazing. The first thing I did was step across the line without noticing because I wanted to see really
close. Don't touch line.
I didn't. The floor is black, and they did a black tape for the don't touch line. And I'm drunk, so I'm not gonna see that.
The lady's like, "Excuse me, guys, step back." And we're like, "Oh,
what do you mean step back? I want to see it." And I looked down. I was like, "Oh, I'm very too far. I'm
we're like nose to nose with the porcelain." Yeah. Anyways, that's it for me. I hope our jobs go well. I hope tryouts go well. Yeah. When we check back in, it'll be the day of... Oh, no, it won't.
It'll be the day before I leave to camp, right?
No, yeah, it'll be our draft.
Oh, my God, we get a draft.
Yeah. I have a pimple coming on my eyebrow. A lot's happening.
A lot of big things are happening, everybody.
A lot of big things.
We tried out the new camera, so where are we posting this? Is this just going to get cut into Instagram, or are we going on YouTube for this?
No, we'll put it on YouTube.
Okay.
Promo it on the gram.
Go ahead and check out our YouTube channel, Two Dorks in New York, all spelled out, I assume.
Yeah, it's linked on our
Instagram. It's already linked. Oh my God, she's on top of it. Check it out. Give us some feedback, because that's what this is. If you feel generous and want to hear about an extravagant or not extravagant excursion, feel free to Venmo at Hasinat.
Hasinat.
Hasinat. Send her $5 and go tell her to go pick up some eggs, because that's what we need, or something.
It's true. Spent $5 on eggs today. Yep.
Anyways. This has been a wonderful time. I need to go sit in a very cold shower because I am drenched in sweat.
Yeah, it's just even warmer now. So
yeah. So thanks, everybody.
Follow us. Listen.
Follow the spelled out Two Dorks New York on Instagram. We're also trying to do a TikTok thing too now, right?
No, it's like a whole big thing to like edit videos and things, yeah. So it's just easier to do it there.
But I agree. Anyways, thanks to Yoda for being here. It's not supposed to be like this, right? It's supposed
to
be like
this. Damn Yoda.
Well, you made it for me, right?
I did.
Didn't you make this for me?
I did.
I like it a lot. Anyways, outro music is playing as we speak, and we want to thank you again for listening. Didn't we have...
I'm Sola.
I'm Lee.
And we're...
In NYC.